Le'ilin nishmas of klenimus kamish ben avili melech. Pesachim perk ches mishna alef. Ha'isha bezman shi bebeis bala, a woman that if she is in her husband's house, shachar ala bala v'shachar ala aviyo. So now the day of Yudalad Nisan comes and both her husband and her father shechted for her a carbon pesach. Toichel mishal bala. So she eats from her husband's carbon pesach. We're dealing with a case like the Rav explains that we don't know. She didn't elaborate whose carbon pesach her das was joining, and therefore, since she didn't say anything, bestamar her das is with her husband. Holcha regel rishon lasus beveis avia. The custom was that the first yontif after they got married, they went to her father's house. So that's what happened here. The first yontif, they went to the father's house. Shachar aleh avia v'shachar aleh bala. Toichel b'makom she rotza. If the same thing happened again, in this case, what it means here, not that she can pick and choose, but she has to pick and choose. Otherwise, she can't eat from any of them. The case is also here, the Rav explains, that she didn't always go to her father's house. Sounds like if she always went to her father's house, then we would assume that she would eat by her father's house. But the case here is that we don't know, and she had to have chosen. That's what it means, Teichel b'makom she rotza, meaning that we knew what she wanted. Because if she doesn't choose, there's no breira here. We don't say breira retroactively on deraisas, like we've said in the past. And like the Taisi Center points out, this is all based on the Gemara, and the Chiddush here is that even though you would think in such a suffix, maybe Lecharet she'd be nota to her husband, nevertheless, in this case, by the father's house, we're misupik, and unless she chose before and then told us, she can't even eat from this carbon pesach. Yosom sheshachtu alav apotropsin. If you have one Yosom lo aleinu that two apotropsin shachted for him, so these two guardians shachted for him, yochel b'makom shu rotza. In this case, he can choose which guardian he wants to eat from. Like the Tiferes Sol explains, based on the Ran, that a katan min ha-Torah doesn't have to be included in part of the minoy on the Karban Pesach. Since they don't have to be appointed specifically to a Karban Pesach, so he can point afterwards, we don't even need to come to Breira. Stam, he can eat from whichever one he wants. Evet shel shnei shutofen, so an evet of two different partners. Lo yochel mishel shneyan. He can't eat from each of them, why not? Because we're dealing with a case where both of these shutfin, they don't want to have any benefit from the other partner. So therefore, so this evet that is a chelik of both partners in him, when he goes to eat the Karban Pesach by one partner, or one partner shechts for him, so the other partner that owns the other chelik is coming along. And that other partner, who says he wants to partake and have benefit from this other partner. The other tzad of him doesn't have reshus to eat there. The only way he could do such a thing is if one of these partners would agree that he can eat by the other partner. And finally, the last case in the Mishnah, Misha chatzio eved v'chatzio ben chayrin, lo yochel misha rabo, a person that's a half of an eved and a half of a ben chayrin, so he cannot eat from his master. Why is that? Because although the master is appointing him for the chelik that he has control over, which is the half of the part that he's a slave to this master, however, the other chelik that he's free, the half a part of this eved that's free, mistama, he's not being appointed on this Karban Pesach for that chelik. But what does the Rav say here? He says a very interesting thing. He says, therefore, in this case, he actually is allowed to eat from his own. Why is that? He has a half of a chelik of him that belongs to somebody else. We just said in the previous case that that's a problem when you have two partners, and here you have a master that owns half of him. Because since the halacha is the din, as the Gemara brings in Gittin, that we have to force his master to free him and free the half part of him that's an eved, therefore, since he's going to be freed for that chelik, it's we looked at him like he's a ben charim and he can eat from his own carbon pesach, not his master's.